We are on Daf, Pei Beis, Amid Aleph. V'ho ki osa rabovin Omar Rab Yechanin Echad Ilon Hanoite L'soich Steich Averoi. If you have an Ilon that is planted in Reuven's Rishus that is bending over into Shimon's Rishus, or you have an ilon that was planted next to the boundary, that means it was planted in the seif of Reuven's Rishus, and the Shiroshim go into Shimon's Rishus. Mevi v'koyre shamanaskein hinchel Yeshua liYisrael esa'oretz. That Mitnoye Yeshua, Yeshua made a takone that in these two cases, one is permitted and capable of bringing Bikurim, even though the Sharoshim are not Yoinik from his Sode, or the Anofim are not Yoinik from the Sode, they're bent over into someone else's rishus. Shemanas kein hinchel Yeshua li Yisrael esa'oretz. So let us first see Rashi. Umasnise havi tiyufte. Now, we learned Nabaraise. We learned Tanda Rabbono. Asora tenoim hisne Yeshua. Yeshua was mesakin. 10 tenoim, 10 takonis. Rav Ovin Omar Rav Yochanan says there was another takone. Vesuloi, the Rav Yochanan Amoiro, Rav Yochanan is Amoire, Vekashalei Masnise. And according to him is Shver the Mishneh. Agavuche, there's a machloikis in Mesechtes Baba Basra. If this is taket true, Rabbi Yechanan's members are machloikis. There's machloikis Ula and Rabbi Yechanan. Ula holds that one cannot bring bikurim. If the shiroshim or the anofim are yoinik misteich averoi. And Rabbi Yechanan holds that he can bring mitzad takonis Yehoshua. I would just like to mention for 1 minute, the Briske Rav and Hilchis Trumis, Perik Aleph, Alochech of Dalet, says as follows. There's a Yesodistik Machlekes between Ule and Rabbi Yochanan. Ule holds, in order to be considered Admoscha, that is the Tanai of Mevi Vekoire, we need that the complete Yenike, which includes the Yenikes Hasheroshim, and the Yenikes HaAnofim should be Mehadoma Shaloi. And it seems Takonis Yeshua could not make that it should be Admosoi. Yeshua was not Makne, the Karke of the Shochen, to if Reuven is a Shochen to Shimon, Yeshua was not Makne Shimon's Karke to Reuven. So therefore, Ula holds, one cannot be mevi v'koyre. Rabbi Yochanan holds, so the Briske Rav is mevayer, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, that you look at the Iker Ilon. The Iker Ilon, and the Yenika of the Iker Ilon, is Bakakoi Shel Ruvein. So that's called Admosai. Now, there is a Yisrain Yenike that is coming from the Sharoshim. Now, in Bailis, it is not necessary that this Yisrain Yenike should also belong to Reuven. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. But if it's a Yenike Gzula, if he has no right to take this Yenike, so that Gufe is Nismayet from Admosoi, a Yenike should not come a Yedei Gezel. Takonis Yeshua accomplished that it's not Gezel. That I have Rishus, Reuven has Rishus to be Yenik Misdei Shime. So if it's not gezel, so I don't have the, so I don't have anything to be mechaser the shame admosoi. That means the ikir yenike take is from his own karke. And it's not called this a gozel dike yenike in these peiris which are growing, because he has rishus for the yenike that he's deriving through the sheroshim and through the anofim. That is Svaras Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan says that Yeshua made a takone, and this takone accomplishes that one is maybe v'koire. About Koponim, now let's get back to our sugya. We have a baraisa that Yeshua made 10 takones. Here we have a new takone. So the Gemara says, Elaman tono asore tenoim shehisni Yeshua. Who is the one that said that Yeshua was masakin 10 takones? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was not a Tan. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was a Meire. Let's see what Rashi says. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi omrinu v'loi mas nis. It's not a baraisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi amoyri have. V'Rabbi Yochanan poligalei. Rabbi Yochanan says there was another takone. V'gabi habos pikurim. The Gemara continues. Rav Gevier mi beikosel masni lo behedi. Rav Gevier said this beferish. He learned this beferish that it's a memre. Basore Tnoim is a member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He said as follows, Rab Tamchen v'Rabayis Omri Mishum Zoken Echot, U'monoi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Asore Tnoim Hisno Yehoshua. That Yeshua was Masne Tent Tnoim. So it's a member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Eser Takonais Tikein Ezra. Just like Yeshua, who brought, was by the Bir Rishon in Teretz Yisrael, was Mesakin Eser Tanoim. Ezra, who was by the Bir Shnia, was also Mesakin Eser Takonis. Shekoirin Bimincha Bishabbos, that you learn the Torah Bimincha Bishabbos. Vikoirin Bishaini Ubachamishi, and you learn Bishaini Ubachamishi. Vidonin b'sheini u'b'chamishi, u'mechapsin b'chamishi b'shabbos, and one is mechapis begodim chamishi b'shabbos, v'oichlim shum b'erev shabbos, and there was atakonis Ezra to eat cooked or roasted garlic erev shabbos, v'shetei isha mashkemes v'oife, that when a woman is going to bake bread that day, she should make sure to bake it in the morning. Vishetei isha chaygeres besinor, that an isha should wear, besides the dress, she should wear michnasayim. Vishetei isha chayfefes v'tayveles, an isha should be chayfef roisha. Vishiroichlin machzirin ba'ayores, and peddlers were marzer ba'yores to sell besomim, v'tikein tvile labale kerien, and he was mesakin tvile for a bal kerien. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, u'mechapsin bigdeihem l'kovet Shabbos, and you're mechabes the begodim Thursday l'kovet Shabbos. V'oichlin shum l'kamen meforish taime. V'shetei isha mashkemes b'yoyim shitzricha lefeis, the day she has to bake, v'oife shachis, if she's baking, she should break in the morning. K'demeforish, shetei pas mitzuya lo'oni hamachasa. That if an oni will come, there'll be fresh bread to share with the oni. Sina dugmas michnosayim k'tanim, ha'isha chayfefes b'masreik b'yoyim tvilosa mishum chatzitze l'kamen porich ho deyaraisei. This is a chiyev deyaraisei, chafife. Roichlen mevim besomim l'noshim l'iskashet behem. The roichlen brought besomim. Machzirin b'ayores, so they're permitted to go into the cities V'lo yuchlu b'nei ha-yores la'akev aleyem. And the b'nei ha-yores cannot be ma'akev on these roichlem to enter the cities. Let us see the Gemara further. She'akoyrin b'mincha b'shabes. Why was he misaken to be koyre mincha b'shabes? Mishum yoishvei kronos. Because of yoishvei kronos. Now, before we'll see Rashi, I'd like to mention a Meiri. The Meiri says, Amir Adikazach, Shaha Shabbos, Acher Achille Vishene, Shabbos, people ate, Shabbos the Kesude, they slept. Zman Yeshivas Kones. Then that was a Zman. So what do you do after you finished eating and you slept already? So this was a Zman Yeshivas Kones. Hu lepchusim ulahamoy. The amoy nam and the pechusim shebi Yisrael. So what do you do now? You have a big Shabbos. So what do you do? How do you occupy yourself? So the Yoshve Kones. So they sit together, they start talking and schmoozing and killing time. Mitzad she'ein melocha b'shabbos, you have nothing what to do, so the yosh v'kronis. V'tikein she'ba'oise sho' yiskapzu kulam v'yishmu divrei Torah. So Ezra said, no, you're going to learn the Torah, that is a kriyas ha-Torah by mincha, you have to come to hear kriyas ha-Torah. No. So they went to hear Kriyas HaTorah. That was, took them out of the Yoishve Kronis. Like a little to be marich in this Nakuda, the Pele Yoyitz in Tevis Oynig, so the Pele Yoyitz says, Yesh Meforshim, Kol Hama'aneg Es HaShabbos. Chazal tell us, Meiradik Ezachim, Kol Hama'aneg Es HaShabbos, So, other mafoshim amadayik, v'loy omru kol ha-mis-aneg b'shabbos. Kol ha-ma-aneg es ha-shabbos. A person is ma-aneg the Shabbos. What's that? He's ma-aneg the Shabbos? He's mis-aneg in Shabbos. That's what it should have said. So, the yesh mafoshim say, she'ein ha-dovo toli, by me shehu einig loy. No, the einig Shabbos is not what he considers an einig. Shimhu mis anig li yishayishiv u botol oymar bedvorim. Ein ze einig le Shabbos. This is not an einig le Shabbos. Ki loy nitnu Shabbosis viyamim toivim elo lasig betoire. Kol hama anig es ha Shabbos. That means the Shabbos has an einig from his actions. That's noisnoloi nachlo b'li mitzorim. Not kol ha-mis aneg b'shabbos. B'emison, there's a moiradike sefurnu. The sefurnu in Parshas Emor says as follows. Moyadei Hashem, asher tikru oisom mikroi kodesh, eilo heim moyadoi. So the Sifunu says pshat as follows. Asher b'shvisoso. When a person is shavis on the mayadim, and it starts with Shabbos, sheish shomim tasa malachtecho, yire lasik b'toire ve'iskei kodesh. It says, tikru oisam mikroi kodesh. Mayadei Hashem, asher tikru oisam mikroi kodesh. What are you, this adin, tikru oisam mikroi kodesh? Yire lasik betoire veiskei kodesh. Then it says, sheish shomim, tasim alachtach, yemishvi shabbos lashem alekecho, shabbos lashem alekecho. Yeiskecho kuloi lashem alekecho. Umesayim hakro elu heim moyadoi. Heim oisam hamoyadim she'ertzebo. The Rabbi Nishlam, these moyadim, the Rabbi Nishlam is merutza with. Avo bishet, sheloi tikru oisam mikroi kodesh. ותעסק בחיי אישו ותענוג יש פני האדם בלבד, לא יהיו מוידוי. This is not called מוידוי. The Torah is spelling out what is מוידוי. תקרוי סם מקרוי קודש. If it's תקרוי סם מקרוי קודש, אלה הם מוידוי. אבל יהיה מוידיכם סונו נפשי. This is not מוידוי. This is מוידיכם סונו נפשי. The Rebellion Lapion in Level Yoch, Helek Aleph, in Shvive Leiv, he brings Ois Ayin Ches, he brings from the Chofetz Chaim that the Zemer we sing Leil Shabbos, Kol Mekadish Shvi Koroi Loi, Kol Shemer Shabbos Kados Mechal Loi. So the Chofetz Chaim said, Yesh Shemekadshim Es HaShabbos. Kol mikadesh shvi koroi loy beisek ha-toyre koroi liyoyim ha-shabbos. That is what should be done liyoyim ha-shabbos. V'yesh sug sheni sheshoymrim es ha-shabbos kados mechal loy. They're not mechal ha-shabbos. Kloima shein mechal nes ha-shabbos. Avol gam ein mikadshin oisoy. El yishenim kol ha-yoyim. So al kaponim, it seems there's these two sugim. So it seems Ezra wanted to be misakin, that without the takone, it seems no one would be motivated. We're not talking no one. That means we're talking about the yoshvei kronis pchusim shebaom v'amoinam, that they were yoshvei kronis. So he made a takone that this Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos, it seems they came for Kriyas HaTorah. We'll elaborate a little later on this Nekudah. They came for Kriyas HaTorah. In Vaistois, Kriyas HaTorah was already, then one becomes a Mekadesh Shvi already. This is called Eilehem Moyadot, Mikro Kodesh, learning Divrei Torah, that already is Mahapach the Shabbos. Bishu Kairim Bishaini Uba, oh no, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum Yeshve Kronex, Yeshve Chanoyes, Kol Yamaisa Chayl, Oiskim Bishoire, Vain Kairim Bishaini Uba Chamishi. Rashi has a very interesting pshat, that the businessman, the whole week there was a Takonis Ezra, that one should learn Sheni v'chamishi, Monday and Thursday, and v'ein koirin b'sheni v'chamishi, they weren't koire b'sheni v'chamishi. Tikin beginayu kriya yisere. So he was misakin, that Ezra was misakin, that there should be a kriya al koponim, one kriya. The Bichas Avram asks, so what did he accomplish? I mean, they didn't come Monday and Thursday. We'll see why later there was a takona of Monday and Thursday. They didn't come Monday and Thursday. So what did they accomplish? What did Ezra accomplish? So they'll come Shabbos. They'll come Shabbos. So, L'chayre, Poshe Pshat is later we'll see maybe a different Malach. That al koponim, the whole week, the kriya of the whole week is the kriya of the Shabbos Habo. We're learning for the parsha of next Shabbos. They were busy in the Chanoyis, so Monday and Thursday didn't come. He wanted them to al koponim be maschil with the tzibur on the kriya of the next parsha. So al koponim, like this, the hamoinam was involved in the next parsha the whole week. Monday and Thursday, they were already learning about the next parsha. The Yoshvei Chanoyis were, Monday and Thursday, they were on the Chanoyis, they didn't come. So Koponim, so it's Mesakin, but, so Lucheir is Mesakin, Akriya Shabbos, they're not in the Chanoyis, so Koponim, they should start off the week with the Kriya of the new Parsha Shabbos by Minche. L'chayre, that was the accomplishment of Ezra, according to Rashi's Pshat. Let us go a little further. V'shiyekayrim b'sheini u'b'chamishi. Another takon of Ezra was that they learned that there should be a Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursday. Frek the Gemara Ezra tiki, this is takonas Ezra. V'oimikora have a miskene, this is a previous takone. The sanye, v'yelchu shloishe shomim ba'midbo, v'loimotsu mayim, d'rshe reshumeis omru ein mayim ela teire, shenema hoi kol tzomei l'chula mayim, kivin shoholchu shloishe yomim b'loi teire, nilu. They got miyad nilu. In this pasuk it says, there was mayim morim, and they put the Moshe Rabbeinu put an eitz and yimtuku amayim. The Marsha says pshat, there were 3 days that they were going without Torah. So 3 days without Torah, so the mayim had a mariris already. They were not capable of 3 days of bittul Torah. This was nischazik already. 3 days is a chazoke. So Mela, 3 days of a bittul Torah was nischazik not to learn. If you don't learn already, so then it's, then you start learning, it's mar, it's bitter. So Mela, so they saw it was terrible. So they made a takone, omdu neviim shebineim, v'tiknu lem shiyekoirin b'shabes, u'mafsikin b'echad b'shabes v'koirin b'sheini, mafsikin shlishi revi b'koirin b'chamishi, u'mafsikin erev shabes, k'day shiyolinu gimul yomim b'loi teire. It shouldn't be gimul yomim b'loi teire. Teres Chaim says, a little differently, that Barosi Yetzor, Barosi Teire Tavlin, if 3 days not learning, so the Yetzor already has Shreklach HaKoiches, that is why there was a takone, they shouldn't pass 3 days without Limud HaTorah. Al Koponim, this is Hiskinu Nevi'im Shebineim. The Nevi'im were misakin this. The Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin this takone, Moshe Rabbeinu who based Dinoi. Others say, we'll see later, others say this was a takone after Ptiras Moshe Rabbeinu, but they saw the, how detrimental this was, 3 days without Torah. Al Koponim, this Inyan was not from Ezra. Shabbos is the kriya by Shachas. Mincha was Ezra's atakone. So you have Shabbos Monday and Thursday. So you only have 3 days without Torah. So the Gemara answers, Mi'ikore tiknu chad gavre tlos apsuki. Their takone was that one person should learn 3 psukim. Inami tlosa gavri tlosa psuki. And Pashat Pshat is, or 3 people will lane, each one will lane a posik. And you have 3 psukim. He says, Mitzad the takone of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was sufficient that you had 3 psukim were laned Shabbos, Monday and Thursday. What's the inyan of 3 psukim? Kineged Kehanim Leviim v'Yisraelim. He says, there's 3 sugim in Klal Yisrael. So, that's the inyan of 3 psukim. Also, who? So then Ezra came, tiken tlosa gavri va'asora psuki. He was misakin, 3 people should lay in bedavke, and from the 3 people, there should be 10 psukim. Kineged asore batlonim. And what's the inyan of 10? Asore batlonim. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rishumais Mikrois. Perusher, they darshan psukim. Asore batlonim, bnei eid, bnei odom ksheirim, betelim mimlachtom. These were choshev people, kosher people, betelim mimlachtom, lasik betzorche tzibo. The koidmen, that means the ruchni yistike hitztarches in that the tzibo needed, these 10 people were mevatel mimlachtom to make sure that the tzorche tzibo was taken care of. The koidmen lovoi lebeis hakneses, and they made sure to come early in shul, kedeshi mitzuyin asoro le'eis hatfilet. Rashi in other places says, because the Gemara in the beginning of Brocha says that when the Rabbi Nishalom comes and there's not asore, when there's man tefillah is, so there's not asore b'nei Odom there, the Rabbi Nishalom is koyitz. So it's from the tzorchei tzibur to make sure that when the man tefillah comes, there should be a minyan in shul. So these were b'nei Odom ksheirim, Betelim emlachtam lasik betolchei tzibur, and they were magdim, umisparnesim mishel tzibur. They got panosa from the tzibur. The tzibur supported them. The tzibur needed it. Not everyone was capable of doing what they did. So memela, they supported these 10 people. It's very difficult to understand 10 psukim keneged asore batlonim. There was a Asara Batlonim, and that's why there was a Takone of Asara, of 10 Psukim. The Bichas Avrom says we have to understand this Pshat in Asara Batlonim. The Marsho and Rosh Hashanah seems to say that the Asara Batlonim made it possible that the Torah should be a Kriyas HaTorah. No, that there should be a Kriyas HaTorah. A Kriyas HaTorah is a Dovah Shebekdusha. In Dovah Shebekdusha, Pochus Mei Asore. So, Memele, these Asore Batlonim made possible that there should be a Kriyas HaTorah. That means that it could always be Batuach, there'll be a Minyan, if we would rely on the Hamay Nam as you have to stand outside, call in someone, he's busy, he's got, the Asore Batlonim ensured that there should be a Kriyas HaTorah. So perhaps it could be that the Kedusha Seir, V'nikdashti B'soich B'nai Yisrael, called the Dovah Shebekedusha, you need Asore. The whole Kedusha Seir was based and built on these Asore Batlonim. These Asore Batlonim ensured Kedusha Seir. And there was a Kriya Betzibo. That means, even though there was a Takone from Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Takone would not be successful, Bevois Hayomim, if you don't have a minion. And perhaps that just like there's an inyan that kol bei asora shchinte sharye, that there's an inyan of 10 yidden. That's what the Balatanya says in a note. When 10 yidden are together, the kedusha is so great that a malach can't enter this mokim, because there's a meridike kedusha we don't realize. But it seems the mispar asora creates a meyudike matzev kol bei asor shchinte sharia asor sheyish from belong them al kaponim des a meyudike inyan of asor bnei adam. So I thought it could be there's also an inyan of asor psukim. Exactly what the inyan is, I don't know, but al kaponim could be there is a haysofis gedusha to asor psukim. So memele, so since these asara are those that are bringing the kedusha into the ear, so they were mesakin kenegdom asara psukim to be meisef and mechazik the kedusha in the ear through the asara psukim. Then later I found in the Biyurei Hagro, Oida v'le'evish, I don't begin to understand what he's saying, because this is Alpi Kabbalah, but he says something. I'd like just to mention what we could glean a little bit from what he's saying, and perhaps we can say a little different according to this Gro. The Groin writes, Ki asore dargin hein b'toyre. He says, the Indian of ten psukim is because there's ten dargis in toyre. Fine. Elo shenichlolim begimel. But these ten can be condensed in gimel. Lefichach, mi'ikora tikin gimel psukim. So that's why the takona of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the Nevi'im HaRishayim, was three psukim. But you had the ten condensed in the three. Ki mi'ikora hayaklulim kol asore dagim ba'odam echot. You could have one person have all the ten madreges. He says, Chachomim, Nevoinim, he says, ten dargis, in Yediyas HaTorah, I think one person could have all these ten madreges. V'lohoyu b'Yisrael elogim dargim nefrodim kanim levim v'Yisraelim. So that means the Torah b'shleimusa is asore dargim, and that al kaponim was kolol in three. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. V'achar kach nismaitu halavovis. But later, you couldn't have a person that had all the asore dargim. Lokein tzorech lichlol b'yachat kol asore dargim. That's why you need ten psukim. Now you need ten psukim. Bisman, before Ezra, you didn't need ten psukim. In the three psukim you had, the asara was kolol on the gimel dargim. But now nismatu alavovis, now you need ten. I just had a shtikel ha'ore on the going, not that I understand the oimek advarim at all, but the Gemara says that is the Indian of the Goin explains the Indian is Mata Alavovis, and therefore now you need ten psukim, because the Gemara says Kineged Asora Batlonim. The Gemara mentions Asora Batlonim, the Goin says Nismata Alavovis. It could be they only needed Asora Batlonim when it was Nismata Alavovis. Because man, it wasn't Nismata Alavovis, there was no problem for a minion to start in time. Everyone came in time. When they won this Madrega, they knew the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you have to hire 10 people to make sure there'll be a minion in the shul. But when it's Nismata Alavovis, and that's the proof of the pudding, that Sakya, you have to hire 10 people to make sure that there's a minion. So Memela, so then the Takone of the Kriya had to be on a different oifen of Asara Psukim. Now, let us see Taisvis. We'll see Amiradike Taisvis. Kedai shelo yalino gimel yomim b'loi Torah. Ve'im taima, maishno shetiknu sheini v'chamishi. In fact, you need 3 days should not pass by without Torah. But why did they make this combination Monday and Thursday? Why dafke Monday and Thursday? Mishum da'oma b'medrish v'yeshloima. Mishum da'oma b'medrish Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'sholom olo b'chamishi lekabel luchais ha'achoynes. When he went up lekabel luchais ha'achoynes, so that was on a Thursday. V'yorad b'sheini, and he went down, he came down on a Monday. V'nisratz eloi amokim, ulefi shahoyo eis rotzoin bo'oisei aliyah v'yeride, the aliyah and the yeride, the psolecho, Shneiluch Esavonim Karishoinim was Amoyodik Eisrotzen. The Eisrotzen started with the Ali, and the Eisrotzen wasn't coincidental. There was an Eisrotzen on a Thursday and an Eisrotzen on a Monday. So therefore, Kovu B'Sheini V'Chamishi. Ulekach, Nami, Sotois V'Seh, so that's where they were Keveya. So the Teres Chaim asks Akasha, the Teres Chaim asks, so the Eis Rotzen was after the Cheta Egel by the Lucha Shnias. Our Gemara says, Tiknu Nevi'im Shebeneim, that they should learn Monday and Thursday. That was much before. This was by Mora. This was by Mora. This was before Matan Torah. So, how do we understand the Monday and Thursday because of that which happened after the Cheta Egel by the Aliyah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Yeride? So therefore the Teres Chaim wants to say that Nevi'im Shebeneim is not Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevi'im Shebeneim was Zlacha Ptiras Moshe, the Nevi'im Shebeneim realized the kilkul that can come about through 3 days of Bittul Torah. So Memela, they were Mesakin the Kriya, and the Yomim, they were Mesakin because already they realized the Cheshivas of Thursday and Monday from the Lucha Shnias. That's what the Teres Chaim wants to say. Well, the Kachna Minogu, the Sanes Bebeis Vehei. They also fast, there's an Inyan Aminik, to fast on Beis Vehei, because it's an Eis Rotzen. These days of the week are an Eis Rotzen. Va'af al-pi she'olo bahashkomet. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu went up bahashkomet, Kedersiv v'olisa ba'boike, shedoyme shekol ha'liyeis hoyu ba'boike v'loy ba'layla, v'loy timtzakim mem yoyim chaseirim layla echad. Now let us explain Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos says, we have here a medrash. The medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Inyan, by the Lucha Shnias, Moshe Rabbeinu went up on a Thursday, and he came down on a Monday. Now, if we'll count these days, he went up on a Thursday and came down on a Monday, these are 40 days. But these are 39 nights. We're missing a night. He went up Thursday by day. So Tais is going to have a kasha. Later we have in the Psukim that it says that he was there, the Mashmois of the Psukim was, he was there 40 days and 40 nights. And here they said that he came up on a Thursday and went, came down on a Monday. That means like this. Lulei, this medrash, I wouldn't have any problems. I would say he came down on a Tuesday. He went up on a Thursday, which is by day, just like by the first Aliyah. Moshe Rabbeinu went up Zion Sivan, but Zion Sivan was not for the 40 days. He started counting from Leil Ches Sivan, because he needed 40 days and 40 nights. Moshe Rabbeinu, I could say, went up on a Thursday, fine, but he didn't come down on a Monday. He came down on Tuesday, in order to ensure that, because we starting counting the nights from Thursday night. That would be very good if he came down on a Tuesday. But the Medrash says he came down on a Monday. And if he came down on a Monday, so there was only 39 nights and 40 days, and that's going to be the pupil of Tosfos, and the Psukim, it would seem that he was there 40 days and 40 nights. That's going to be Tosfos Kasha. But the Kasha is built because he came down on a Monday, not on a Tuesday. And that's the Kasha from the Medrash. Now Tosfos says, so who said that he went up in the morning? Maybe he went up Leil Chamishi, he went up at night. So Mele, so could be that's sufficient. Because that Zicher, when he came down the 40th day. He didn't come at the end of the day. He came down the 40th day. So it was there. 40 days and 40 nights. So could be he went up Leil Chamishi. So Taisa says, no, that's wrong. So Va'ava Bishola Bahashkomet, he went up in the morning. Kedersi Valisa Baboike, Shedoime Shekol Aliyes Oyu Baboike Vloy Belailo. It would seem all Aliyes were Baboike. Now this Taisvis is a Pelagodu that the Rishash asks. The Rishash Fakta Murdi Kekashe. It seems Taisvis wants to prove that he went up in the morning. So it says, Valisa Baboike. So Tais had a problem. Who said that? Valisa Baboike. Then, but maybe this time he went up at night. So Tais says, no, Shedoyme, it would seem, Kol Aliyah Soye Baboike. Preterishash Shaimu Shamayim. This Pasik Valisa Baboyke speaking about the last 40 days. We're talking about Psalacha, Shneiluch Sabanim Kirishainim, the Valisa Baboyke. This Pasik says Valisa Baboyke. So Taisus has to make up Sacheshben, the Doime Kolalis. This Pasik, he went up, the last Aliyah was Baboyke. So why does Taisus have to bring a Raya? Zamir de Kekash. Anyway. The light himsa, but now let's appreciate the cash. Light himsa kiim. If he went up on a Thursday in the morning, and he came down on a Monday, the light himsa kiim mem yaim chaseirim laila echad. Ein lahakpid bekach. It's not gefelach. We'll come to the psukim later. I'm telling you, the aliyah achayne was 40 days and 39 nights. Is this gefelach? That's, I'm telling you. Then I'll tell you, Ulafi Sayyid Oilam Namikainu. I'll prove to you, not only from this medrash, I'll prove to you from the Sayyid Oilam that Sayyid Oilam also holds it was 40 days and 39 nights. The Sanya b'Sayyid Oilam Nimtza Allah b'Zayin b'Sivin. Other Gemozes are guys. Nimtza Allah b'Zayin b'Sivin. Moshe Rabbeinu went up Zayin b'Sivin. V'yorad b'Yud Zayin b'Tamas. And he came down Yud Zayin b'Tamas. V'shiber haluches. And he broke the luches. U'b'Yud Ches b'Tamas the next day. Allah. U'b'Kesh Rachmim Aleyem. Shenemar v'snapel lifnei Hashem mem yoim v'mem lafayim. U'bechov tes bov nisratza hamokrim v'yorad Moshe livsoil haluches. Moshe Rabbeinu went down chov tes bov nisratza hamokrim v'yorad Moshe Rabbeinu went down chov tes bov livsoil haluches. Va'osa oid mem yoim, milamed ba'ov ad yoim betishrei. V'nisratza amokim, v'yorad Moshe b'yud betishrei, v'aluchis b'yodei ba'yisei yoim, v'nisratza amokim li'yisroel, shenema v'yem v'shem salachti kedvarecho, v'fichoch slicha v'kapohu ledoiris. Al koponim, tois v'zez aseder oilom, that Moshe Rabbeinu came down chof tes of, he went up Lamedov. He went up Lamedov. Now, Taisus first figured it out by the days of the week. We have a Thursday and a Monday. Now, Taisus figured it out by the days of the Chodesh. If he went up Lamedov, in Lamedov he went up in the morning, Valisa Baboike, and he came down Yutishrei. So again, there are 40 days and 39 nights. So Taisa says it's not a problem on the Medrash, it's also a problem on the Seder Olam. They also see that he only was there 39 nights. Nimtza demem yoim achoinim chaseirim lailo. Sharei bi yoim lamed bov ola bashkom. He went up in the morning, v'lisa baboike. V'yored bi yoim akipurim. He didn't come down my toy Yom Kippur, v'yod v'yom HaKippurim. So Taisa says, maybe this is not too gefelach. Im loy toyma davru le'elo. Oh, maybe they were ma'aba elo, so there was an extra day in elo. So me'mele, so we have already our 40. So he was there 40 days and 40 nights. He came back on the 41st day. Bye. You have 40 days and 40 nights, just like when the first time Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he also was there an extra day. I mean, he went up Zion 7, which doesn't go into the Cheshbon. Zion 7 doesn't go into the Cheshbon.
It was Meis Lais, because in the morning, yeah. Exactly that same time in the morning. So Meis
Lais, you
have
exactly
40 days and
40
nights.
Uh-huh. If he came down... I'm saying it's not a fellow, 39, it's a posik in Parshas Eikev. And the yomim rishayim were mem yom and mem laila. Hachi kama. So Taisa says you have to learn chumash like the Briska learned chumash. Kayomim rishayim. I was there like the yomim rishayim. Like kalaylois, not like the nights. I was there like the yomim rishayim. Dachoinim oyech aseirim laila echot. Dachoinim wechosa. But kayomim rishayim. Ba'aval gav ditzrach kayomim loimer, you need the kayomim to tell me something else. Ba'rishoinim barotzin, afachoinim barotzin, aval emtsayim bekas. That's also true. Aval motzim michtav korishoinim. Could have said korishoinim. Rchsiv kayomim loimer kayomim v'loi kalaylois. V'ilach drosha luchudi was there only 40 days. Os aval elemichtav anoichi amati bohor, aboim yoim besuloi. The aboim yoim. And it says, Kayomim, so it's telling like the Yomim. Ve'im Taima. Now here Taisvis has problems. Ubesoiv ki si soksiv, vayehi shomim Hashem, aboim yoim, vaboim lailo. And here the Pasuk says it was there, aboim yoim, aboim lailo. Ubaluches achreinis ksiv. And this is talking about after the luchas achreinis already. Be'eshloima da'yomim she hisnapel koi. This is going back on the yomim emtsayim. Ulefi shloi pirish maise de'ulei achapro bad chatashem kama omad moishe betvil. The Pasuk never said how long he was there that he was mispalo. Before shloch. Fine. Okay. Vahodachsiv Bosor Hochi Bayichtoiv Al Haluchois Hainu Acha Oisa Mem Yoim Mem Laila Da Oisoi Achoinim Oyu Chaseirim Laila. If we would see the Pasuk, we will understand the difficulties of what Taisvis is saying. This is Pasuk Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Ches, and Soif Parshas Kisiso. V'yomer Hashem al Moshe, this is already by the Luch HaShniyas, K'sov Luchos HaDvorim Ha'ile, Ki Yalpi Dvor Ha'ile Krat Yitro Bris Ves Yisrael. Vayhi shomim Hashem, aboim yoim vaboim lailo, lechem loy ochel, umayim loy shoso, vayichtoiv al haluchais, eis divrei habris, aseres hadvorim. Now the end of the posik, vayichtoiv al haluchais, eis divrei habris, is speaking about the luchas shniyas. Ibered es Moshe mar Sinai, shte luchas eris biad Moshe, bridu temen ahor, we're speaking about the luchas ashniyas. And Taisvis has a problem. Vayhi shomim Hashem aboim. The beginning of the pasuk is the pasuk of Ches. Vayhi shomim Hashem aboim yom vaboim laila lechem leochel umayim leishoso. Vayichtev al haluchas. And Taisvis says as follows. Vayhi shomim Hashem aboim yom vaboim laila is telling us what the second aliyah was aboim yom vaboim laila. And now we go back at the end of the pasuk. V'yichtav al haluchas es divrei habris aseres hadvorim. Now we're going back to the luchas shniyas by the third aliyah. That is Taisvis is like taking the loshna gemara, take a sakina charife v'chaytech asakra. This is mamish asay. That's what Taisvis is saying over here. Let's again see the loshna of Taisvis. Taisvis says. Vayehi, besoiv ki si soksi, vayehi sham im Hashem aboim yoim vaboim lailo. Vabaluchas achoynis ksi, vyeshloime da yomim shnis napul koi. Vafish loy pirish maise, duulay achap rabat chataschem, kam omad moishe betfila, vaforish lohochi. So here he's explaining how much did by the liyashniyah. Vahod echsiv basa hochi in the same pasuk. Vayichte bala luchis, ein ach oisem em yoim, em em layel, oisem, after that, so this was by the third aliyah, da oisem achoinim, hoyo chaseirem layla, da choinim wa chasonat. Fine, that's how Taisus loim shat. This is all to be miyashiv, we have a medrash, and a seder oilam, that it's muchach, that there was only 39 nights, so kochach, that's it to say pshat. Vim taima. So Taisus isn't finished. Bishloima la Rabbi Yossi, doma b'shabes perik Rabbi Kiva, the Rosh Chodesh Sivan, nimtza, the Hishaita have a bechot b'shabes. Rabbi Yossi holds, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday. Niche, so now, we'll go back to the Seder Olam. So, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday. So, Niche, the Ola Behei, Lefichesh Ben Dechad Molei Ve'echad Chosa. So then it could be very well, he went up for the Lucha Shnias, by the Liish Lishes, he went up on a Thursday. He went up Lamed Ba'ov, the Yom Lamed Ba'ov, Yom Hei Havet. We'll figure it out. Yom Lamed Ba'ov is a Thursday. Rosh Chodesh Sivan was a Sunday. It works. It stems. Avol Rabbanon, but according to the Rabbanon, the Omri de Biyoim Beis, Havi Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The Rabbanon said that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. Nimtza Yoim Lamed Bav, Biyoim Vav. So it comes out, if he went up Lamed Bavav, so he went up on a Friday. No, he went up on a Friday. So how does this medrash stem with the Chachamim? Im lo inoima, unless we'll say, the Rabbonon biyud zayin betames soraf esa ego, v'don achoitim, uboi bayoim olo. We'll make the Cheshbon a little different. We'll say that he went up yud zayin betames, וביום חוף חס באוב יורד בהשקומה. יום חוף חס באוב יורד בהשקומה. He came down. ופוסל לוחס, and he was פוסל the לוחס יום חוף חס. ובחוף תס באוב שהיה יום היי אולו. That means, till now, Taisus was working with the Cheshbon that he went up Lamed. And because Taisus is also working with the Cheshbon, that he didn't go up Yud Zayin Tamas, went up Yud Ches Tamas. So Memele, Yud Ches Tamas Olo. But according to the Chachamim, that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday, so maybe we'll make the Aliyah on Yud Zayin Tamas. And he came down Chav Ches Ov, in the Bechav Tes Ba'ov, Shal Yayim Hei Ola. He went up Chav Tes Ov. Oy Noima, or else Taisa says, I'll tell you another pshat. She Chav Tes Ba'ov Yorat, he went down Chav Tes Ov. We'll say the Cheshbon like before. He went up Yud Ches Tamuz, and he came down Chav Tes Ba'ov. Uboi bayoim olo. And he went up that day. V'noimar, and we will say, Shohoya of chosa, he went up choftes, kidei sheyovoi, yoim hayeride, b'yoim akipurim, kidoma b'yeshnoichlem, sheboi nitno luchay sachoynes. Now, what is Taisva saying? Taisus, we don't begin to understand what Taisus is saying over here. Taisus is a problem. According to the Chachamim, Chachamim hold that we have to make the day of the Aliyah a Thursday. If Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday, so it comes out, Taisus was learning till now that he went up on Taisla until now, he went up Lamedov. So Lamedov is a Friday. That was the problem of Taisvus. So Taisvus in the second Teret says, He came down Chof Tes Of. He came down Chof Tes Of. And he went up Chof Tes Of. Memele, and that's how Yom Kippur was on a Monday. And Chof Tes Of was a Thursday. There's a Taisva says, the Teres Chaim, the Rishash, the Pnei Yeshua, these are all people who learned Chumash Elech, learned Taisva Elech. In Chumash, in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Shmais Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed, it says as follows. Just 1 second. Now, Lamed Beis. No, this is on the, I'm sorry, this is on the first Teretz. We'll come to the second Teretz in a minute. Taisus in the first Teretz wants to say, according to Rabbi Yossi, that says, Rosh Chodesh Simchat Torah is on a Monday, so we have a problem. So Lamed Av is on a Friday. According to the Rabbonon. Im loy noyma de la Rabbonon bi yedayim betames sorafe seigel, v'don ha-choytin, u'boi ba-yoyim olo. And he went up, Yud Zayin, Tamuz. B'yem chav ches bov yorad. But he went up, Yud Zayin, Tamuz. Fregen, the fact that there is Chaim, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Rishash, when Moshe Rabbeinu went down, b'yem ha-moish milu yetch meyem la-shem kish, b'vnoi v'ochi b'losis alech meyem rocha, he still spoke to Shevet Levi. Vayehi mimochos, vayoyim amoy shalom atem chatosem chato gedoyla v'ato elo al Hashem uli achap rabat chataschem. Vachashrek? Vayehi mimochos. It's the next day. So it wasn't today. It wasn't Yizayin Tamas. It was mimochos. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say, maybe vayehi mimochos means mimochos yoyim asiyas ha'egel. Not mimochos of the previous day that we're talking about. Mimochos of the Asiyas Egel, the Asiyas Egel was Tezayin Tamas, and Mimelvi Mimochos. That is what the Pnei Yeshua wants to say. Now let us go a little further. Now we have another problem. It says in the Pasuk, the second Teretz wants to say as follows. Taisa says as follows. The Taisa says, Oinayma shechof tes ba'ov yorat. He was yored chof tes ba'ov. Uboi ba'yoim olo. He went back the same day. V'nemash v'nemash ha'yav chosek day she'yavay yoyim ha'yeride v'yoyim ha'kipur. It says by the Lucha Shnius, says by the Taisva says he came down Chof Tes Av Uboi Bayoim Olo Chof Tes Av. So the Rishash Pnei Yeshua says in the Pasuk list, Vayim Hashem Amayish Psalachash Neluchas Avodim Kerishonim Chasati Alalucha is fine. Lisa Baboyka Laasinim Nitzavta Lishama Reisho Yishbeila Baboyka. This is by the Lucha Shnius. Vayivsel Shneluchas Avodim Kerishonim. Vayashkeim Moshe Baboyker. Moshe Rabbeinu woke up in the morning. And Taisva says, he came down Chof Tes Av, Uboi Bayoim Olo. So what's that? Vayashkeim Avron Baboyker. Vayashkeim, it says Vayashkeim Moshe Baboyker. How does this work? So that Pnei Yeshua says, Amor Dekipshat. That according to this Teretz, he came down Leil Chof Tes. He came down Leil Choftes. He came down Leil Choftes. So it's 40 nights because Leil Choftes is Mitzurif to the previous, the Mem Leilis Hashniyim. That's what Tosis means. Oy Noima She Choftes Ba'ov Yorat. That means at night. Uboy Bayoim Olo. And that is Pshat. That was at night. In the morning he went out. Mm-hmm.